In this video, you're going to learn 5 pro tips to help you measure performance in Facebook advertising. It's easy enough to do, but you have to know what you're looking for. I'm Chris Hogan, founder and CEO of Me Media, and it's time to get fact up. We mentioned in a previous video that Facebook has a habit of using jargon that goes over people's heads. Facebook seems to answer only to itself. For those who have looked in the Facebook forums for help, you know that there's more questions than answers. It feels like you're wading through a sea of confusion. Just a quick FYI, last month we created a comprehensive list that explains all of Facebook's confusing jargon in simple terms. Check out the link in our blog. Now, all these fancy Facebook terms are really awesome, but there's only really one thing that matters when you're doing Facebook advertising, and that is return on investment. So how exactly do you work that out? If you look at your Ads Manager dashboard, you've probably found there's a lot of data. Data that can be displayed in a number of fancy ways, but it never really translates to a payoff. You can see here that we've got 9,511 results for our $210 ad spend. That's great. But what does that mean? So tip number one is results. That word can mean absolutely anything. This is the number one word that causes confusion for people using Facebook Ad Manager. So what does results mean? Well, we've said it before, and sorry, it depends. What do we mean by it depends? Well, it depends what you chose when you set up the ad campaign. When you first clicked create ad and saw this screen, whatever you chose becomes what Facebook considers a result. It could be website traffic, video views, or even someone physically visiting your store. To make sure you don't forget what you originally chose as your original goal, make sure you name your campaign something meaningful. You'll thank yourself later. Tip number two is get a second opinion from Google Analytics. If you're using Facebook to drive traffic to your website, and we certainly hope you are, then you should be measuring your analytics both in Facebook and in Google Analytics. Facebook can tell you how many people clicked through to your website, but not very much after that. Of course, you want to know how much traffic comes from Facebook. This can be done in Google Analytics by going to Acquisitions, All Traffic, and Source/Medium. But what's more important than the traffic is the website engagement. Remember, engagement on your website is a huge Google ranking factor. You need to look at things like bounce rate, time on site, and average page views of your Facebook traffic, especially around the spikes, as this will relate to posts and ads that you published. Facebook is a great place to drive highly engaged people through to your website. And if you're not getting website engagement, then your traffic isn't that worthwhile. Tip number three, shares are the shit. Everyone with a personal Facebook page knows that status updates with heaps of likes are so much better. But the number of shares are often overlooked. But this is completely opposite when using Facebook as a marketing tool for business promotion. So the power of Facebook is in reach. If someone's shared your post on Facebook, then they're exposing your post to their friends and family. The average person has 338 friends on Facebook. So every time they interact with one of your posts, they're potentially sharing it with 338 new pairs of eyes. When you like a post, it will appear briefly in your activity feed. Almost nobody looks at this. Sometimes it will appear on your friends' timelines if it aligns with their interests. When you share a post, it is permanently added to your timeline and is guaranteed to be visible to your friends and family. It's there until you decide to take it down or it is pushed down by status updates. Not only do shares reach more people, they're basically an endorsement for your brand, like a recommendation from a family or friend. We've said it before that influencer marketing is absolutely awesome, and Facebook shares are basically influencer marketing at its simplest. You can see that there's a lot more viral potential to posts that are shared, as opposed to shares that are liked. Create shareable content and consider this as an important factor for Facebook posts and ad performance. Tip number four, check your reports. The great thing about Facebook is the vast amount of consumer data you have at your fingertips. You can advertise by age, gender, profession, location, interests, and so much more. Having all of this data at your disposal is absolutely fantastic, but that doesn't mean that you should be using it all at once. You need to start broad and then review your reports and hone in later. Reports are found under your business manager, under More Tools, Measure and Report, Ads Reporting. What you want to do here is first create a report, then select your date range and select breakdown equals none. This will show you a report of everything that has happened during that time. When you export this report, you'll get a spreadsheet which gives you an insight into what customers have done on the Facebook ads you've spent dollars on. You'll want to see what type of people give you the best return. Play with the order of your columns and look for standout numbers. What is the age that converts best? What location, what profession, what time of day? It's also worth noting that the data in this report is 100% accurate, unlike other areas of Facebook that share this data. To find out more about Facebook's data sampling, check out our video, The Truth About Facebook's Ad Metrics. And tip number five, reach doesn't mean attention. An interesting metric of Facebook ads is that you can see frequency. As explained in our Facebook marketing cheat sheet, frequency means the average number of times a single person viewed your ad. Most marketers look at ad frequency like it's the devil. And when that number gets too high, they either pause or cancel their ad altogether. Many people think that an ad frequency above 3 means the ad is a waste of money.
I say, showing the same ad twice? That's unacceptable.
But what you need to consider is just how little people are paying attention to Facebook. They've got one eye on the TV and one eye on the screen. An ad frequency of 3 is perfectly acceptable for ads that appear in the main newsfeed. And that's not just our opinion. Psychologists say we need to see things up to 3 times just to remember it. And up to 5 is probably even better. So, to recap, the word results is referring to what you chose as your campaign objective. Use Google Analytics to see what happens to your traffic after they click on your ads. Shares are the best form of engagement on Facebook ads and promoted posts. Check your reports to find out how to refine your audience. Allow your ads a bit of frequency to maximize your reach. And that's all we've got time for, Australia. As always, if you like the video, please make sure you subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Facebook, or subscribe to our newsletter. We'll see you next month.
My voice has gone hoarse.